90.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there. Yes. Praise the Lord in radio land.
Praise and praise.
Praise the Lord. This is Johnson Lee and Lou L. Come to you one more time, one more
Amen.
Time. It is so good to come to you one more time in the name of the Lord Jesus. I'm praying today. Praise the Lord. Father, your name, Jesus. We
Thank
ask you to
Jesus.
Move upon your people everywhere.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, there's so much turmoil out there. So much destruction, Lord.
Jesus.
So much going on out there in the world. And let them know that they need Jesus. Jesus is the only answer. I don't
Amen.
Care how you're rushing and what you're doing and what you're buying and what you're stocking up. You still need Jesus. Hallelujah. He's the only answer. Praise the Lord. And we ask praying for all the
Amen.
Loved ones, all the ones that are having trouble with their mind all time.
Yes,
praise
Lord.
The Lord. And all different kinds of things, all different kinds of diseases. We bind and rebuke it. Lord, I ask
Thank
you stir up the saints everywhere. Stir them up, Lord. Where they once were, they done fell from grace.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Ask you to stir them up.
Stir them up,
Lord. In the
Lord.
Name of Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you right now. In Jesus' name we
thank
pray.
You, Jesus.
Amen. Open up their ears and their hearts so
yes,
they can understand what the scripture is saying.
Thank you,
God
Jesus.
For my wife. Praise the Lord. She finna bring. She got a word this morning, so we're going to turn her loose in Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Evangelist Louis Ellis Simpson. Praise the Lord.
Amen. I'm reading from Ephesians 5th chapter and verse 20. Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus
mm-hmm.
Christ. My subject, give thanks to Jesus. We got to give him thanks every day.
Amen.
We got to wake up in the morning thanking him.
Yes,
Go
Lord.
To bed thanking him.
Yes,
thanking
Lord.
Him for everything he already done,
Amen.
What he finna do. We
yes.
give him all the praise, all the honor. He's worthy, to be praised.
Amen.
Tell my people I'm coming. Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name. He died for you.
Jesus,
he's waiting
Jesus,
with
Jesus.
His arm wide open. He said, come, my people.
Uh-huh.
I love you. He waiting with his arm wide open.
Yes,
come on,
Lord.
Jesus. The answer's in Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I tell y'all, women, it's time to stop off their makeup, their lipstick.
Mm-hmm.
Time to stop cutting your hair down, your hair. It's time to look like a holy woman, a holy man of God. God said, be holy because he's a holy God.
Yes, Lord.
We got to be holy every day of
every
our
day,
life.
Every day.
Go to bed, holy, get up, holy, holy all day long. He called it for holiness. Hell.
Thank you,
women,
Jesus.
Women, it's time to take all those britches. Stop wearing no pants so tight you can't hardly walk. Cover up your bosom. I know how to dress holy. I know how to look like a holy
Give
woman, man of God.
Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord because he's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. I'm going to thank him every day. I'm going to thank him for everything he already done, what he finna do.
Yeah.
I give him all the praise and all the honor. I thank him for everything he already done.
Thank
give
you.
Thanks to Jesus. I thank him how he keep on blessing us over and over again.
Yes, Lord.
He keep on blessing me over
Lord.
And over again.
Jesus.
I give him praise. I give him honor. Give thanks to Jesus. We got to give thanks to Jesus. We got to thank him because he worthy to
yes,
be praised.
Lord.
Can't nobody do you like Jesus.
Yes.
What a friend I have in Jesus. And I thank God for a good hug. God gave me a good hug. I love him and I appreciate him. We
Jesus.
Out there crying out for soul because we love you. We love God. We love his people. We want to see you saved.
Yes, we do.
Come on, get saved. Live for Jesus. I tell you, that's a good life. Give thanks to Jesus.
Uh-huh.
I'm happy every day of my life. I'm enjoying Jesus every day of my life because I ain't got nothing to be worried or sad
mm-hmm.
about. He promised to take care of me.
Yes,
he
Lord.
Doing that what he said. He'll supply all of your needs according to his written go. All we got to do is keep a mind on Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I thank him. I thank him. I thank him.
Amen.
I praise him. I praise him. He's worthy to give yes. thanks to Jesus. We got to give him thanks. We got to give him praise. We got to give him honor
because
he's worthy. He's worthy.
He
Can't nobody do you like Jesus. I thank you for everything
thank
already
you
done.
Revival,
what
Jesus.
He finna do. Thank God how he blessed us in that revival. I tell you, that was awesome. I mean, never seen no revival like that. People got saved. People got delivered. The devil came out. People, People laying out in their heart and be filled with the Holy Ghost. I tell you, we had a crowd every night. Everybody, we came to that rebound. We know them because we used to live there.
No,
I tell you, God is good. He's good. Give Praise
the Lord.
Give him thanks.
Give thanks to the Lord. Thank God for that word. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That's an on-time word. That's a right-now word.
Thank you,
folks,
Jesus.
Are giving thanks for everybody and everything but Jesus. Hallelujah. We ought to give thanks to Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
If somebody said a hurricane did this, give thanks to Jesus.
I know that,
somebody
right.
said the tornado did this, give thanks to Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody said that happened and this happened, give thanks to Jesus.
Praise
somebody
that.
Said, well, my son locked up, my daughter locked up. Give thanks to Jesus.
Yes,
and the Bible said, all things give thanks to
yes,
God Almighty.
Hallelujah.
I found out can't nothing happen to us unless it allowed to happen. Because he's merciful. He's kind. He's just. And he's righteous. God Almighty Jesus.
Jesus.
I both seek him. I both shout
now.
Give thanks to the Lord. What you need to do, y'all, that they need to do. Run to the water. Repent and go down in the name of Jesus. Run to
Amen.
The water. Hallelujah. Tell him you're sorry. Good God
Thank
Almighty.
You,
and then after you tell him you're sorry, hallelujah. How about shut now? Go down in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
I didn't say the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. I said in the name of Jesus. According to Acts 2:38.
Hey, preach the word. You in the word.
19, good God Almighty. According to Acts 8. Thank you, Jesus. They went down. According to Acts 10th chapter.
Jesus.
They went down in the name of Jesus. You can't get away from that. You got to come on and
Amen.
Do what he said. I don't care what the bishop said. I don't care what the superintendent said. Good God Almighty. I don't care what the so-called apostle said. I don't care what the prophet said. Shut now. I don't care what your pastor said. Hallelujah. I don't care what your district elder said. You got to be baptized in Jesus'
yes,
name.
Thank
you got to be filled with the Holy Ghost, with evidence of speaking in
Amen.
Tongue. If you haven't spoke with tongue, you don't have the Holy Ghost. Give thanks, sir. Hallelujah.
Yes,
all thanks. Give thanks, sir.
Jesus.
Ah, well, I bear my mother, but give thanks to the Lord. I bear my daughter. Hallelujah. Somebody might say, I bear this, and I bear her, and I bear him. But give thanks
Thank
to the Lord. One thing I found out that can't nothing happen unless the Lord allowed to happen. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, I know the doctor told you, you got this, and you got that. Give thanks to the Lord. One thing I found out, if you woke up this morning, you got a right to give thanks. Thank you, Jesus. How about Shatina? David said, from the rising of the sun, to the going
praise
down
it.
Of the same. We ought to give him praise. We ought to give him honor. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You ought to walk through your house and look at the children. Say, Lord, I thank you for my children. Look at the husband or the wife. Say, Lord, I thank you. The job might not
praise
be
the
paying
word. You're in the
what
word.
You want it to be paying, but say, I thank God for a job.
Jesus.
I thank God for food on my table. I thank you,
thank
Jesus.
You.
Hallelujah.
Thank
for
you,
somewhere
Jesus.
To live. I thank you for a car. It might not be no new car, but it get me around. I thank you, Lord, for my breath. I thank you for
Jesus.
My health and strength. Somebody can't get about the bed this morning. Somebody
praise
need
it.
Help walking. Somebody need to help them to put the clothes on. Somebody need somebody to feed them. Somebody
praise
can't
that.
Even talk. Good God, somebody can't even see you. Thank you, Jesus. But if you can thank, if you can see, if you have your beans, you ought to give him thanks. Hallelujah. Quit complaining about the job and say, Lord, thank you for the job. Hallelujah. Then you got to run to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise
the flip them. Get them fair from grace. You did run well. But who hindered you?
Hallelujah.
And then sidetracked you. Hashatana. We ought to thank Jesus. Thank him for being baptized in
Amen.
Jesus' name. Thank you for the Holy Ghost. Thank you. I love old shot. I can get up and walk to the bathroom by myself. Thank you, Jesus. I can take a shower by myself. Thank you,
yes,
Jesus.
Lord.
I can feed myself. Thank you, Jesus. If you don't think there's something not to be thankful, walk into the nurse's home.
Amen.
Somebody don't even know they're in the world. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody got to be turned over. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And dressed up like a baby. Thank
the
you,
word.
Jesus.
You in the
but
word.
We ought to thank God. And while we got our being, we ought to live for the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
We ought to live holy. We ought to dress holy. We ought to thank holy. We ought to love holy. Ain't no time for preachers to down each other. Ain't no time for preachers to have to make fun of each other. That's a slandering spirit. And the Bible says he that utters a slander is a fool. But Lord, I thank you. I thank you for love. I love my sister and brother. I love. The Bible says, oh, no man, nothing but to love one
Amen.
Another. He that love his brother have fulfilled the law. That's the royal law. Love one another.
Amen.
Jesus told his disciples, love one another.
Hallelujah.
Now, He cut my voice out now. That's how me ain't gonna know you were my disciple, cause you love one another. Oh, say something. Where's the love? Oh, preacher, something. Where's the love? Oh, deacon, where's the love? Oh, some. Hallelujah, where's the love? Ain't no love. That Jesus said over in Matthew 20, the 24th chapter of Matthew, when the iniquity abound, the love of many will wax cold. But we ought to give him thanks.
Amen.
For everything. And the Bible said in Psalm 136, oh, give thanks. Good God
Almighty.
Unto the Lord. For he is good. Say what now? For he is good. Say what now? For he is good.
Yes.
For his mercy endure forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God
thank
of
you,
God. For his mercy endure forever. Good God Almighty. That third verse said, oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lord. For his mercy endure forever.
Amen.
His mercy endure forever. But now watch this. I'm finna say something. He'll get tired of your mess now.
Yes, he
he'll
will.
He'll get tired of you wishy-washy. He'll get tired of you
praise
playing
word,
around.
The word.
He'll get tired of you lukewarm. He'll get tired of you half-stepping. And he'll cut you off. For the Bible said over in Hebrew, hallelujah, God is a consuming fire.
Amen.
Praise 7:2-6 said, God is a killer. Thank you, Jesus. Deuteronomy 28, down there around about the 61, 62, a 50, a 61st verse, said he'll rejoice to kill you. How you can't pray with God. You better get
right.
It right. You better live right.
Amen.
You better walk right. You better think right. You better dress right. You better live right.
Yes.
Give thanks to the Lord. You ought to wake up in the morning. I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. I went to bed this morning. Well, I went to bed with my mind stayed on Jesus. Jesus, what? I thank him. I thank him because I can breathe. Thank him because I can walk. And God, thank him because I can talk. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, give thanks to the Lord.
Yes,
for he is good. His mercy. I thank you that I'm saved.
Thank you, Jesus.
Sanctified. Filled with the Holy Ghost.
I
thank you, Lord, that I've been baptized
in
your name, Jesus. For the remission of my sin, Shatana, my Shatana, and my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves. Pray, turn from their wicked ways. Shatana, hallelujah, Shatana. Then I have a heady prayer. I forgive them from their sins, and I hear the lamb. But the people got to do something.
Amen.
Oh, saints,
preach the word. You in the word.
Oh, saints, you done fell out in love with Jesus. Oh, saints, you love the world. You love the ball game. Good God, my, you love wrestling.
Amen.
And you love rodeo. You love everything worldly. Good God, my, and you done lost the love of the Lord. That way you can't thank him. You don't love him. He said, love the Lord with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, all your strength.
Amen.
And then you got to thank him. Thank you, Jesus. How I,
yes,
it's cloudy, but I thank you. How they said a storm coming, but I thank you. I shot my boat, shot
thank
now.
You,
my bank account don't look right, but I thank you. Hallelujah.
Thank
my
you,
knees
Jesus.
Hurting, my legs hurting, but I thank you because I got breath. I can give you all the thank you because you, God, a creator.
Praise
you, the creator. You, the divine. Hallelujah. You, the divine captain. Hallelujah. You, the creator. Hallelujah. I shot you, the deliverer. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
Good God Almighty. You, the interceding king. You, the anointed king. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
You, the wise king. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. You are rescued.
Jesus.
I shout now. I both shout. Thank you. I both shout.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you.
Thank
give
you,
thanks
Jesus.
To the Lord. We love you.
We love you.
We love you.
Crying out for your soul. Come on, get saved. God waiting on you with his arm wide open.
Uh-huh.
Love you in Jesus' name.
Hey, y'all both shout.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ow!
Hallelujah.
Hey, y'all both shout.
Jesus.
We got to go.
Jesus.
Oh, I tell you, we got to go. I don't want to go because it's good.
Amen.
In Jesus'
name.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson, trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301, or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Right now, in our communities, there are children in foster care who need someone to speak up for them. They faced abuse, neglect, and uncertainty. They need a voice. And that's where CASA of West Senlaw comes in. CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates, trains everyday people to be that voice for children in the court system.
As a CASA volunteer, you can be the one constant in a child's life, helping to ensure they find a safe, permanent home. You don't need special skills, just a heart for children and a desire to make a difference. If you're ready to advocate for a child in need, CASA of West Cenlaw, you will be able to reach them at CASAWestCenlaw.org or by phone at 337-462-4667 or 337-239-1970. Be the voice they need. Be a CASA volunteer.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Hi, I found a toy dinosaur over on the playground by Smith Street. It had this phone number on it, and, well, I just wanted to make sure the dinosaur made it back to its little owner.
When I found the little sippy cup, I just had to give you a call. It's for a kid, you know?
I know my son gets super attached to the smallest things, even a fire truck, and I'd be happy to drop it off.
We'd do anything for kids, yet 1 in 6 children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. Help end childhood hunger near you. Learn how at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Last week was the highest sales of CDs we've ever had in one Sunday morning. I'm not sure what's going on here, but it's a good thing. And last week I spoke on fatherhood. And obviously, the Lord got through to some of us. This is one of those unscheduled interruptions in our program. And I want to talk about honoring fathers in this segment. First Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4. Our session today is going to be focusing on how fathers earn honor. Men are quick to tell women, God told you to honor me. But I want to talk about whether you deserve it. And we want to focus on this very important subject today. Write this down, please. How fathers earn honor. How fathers earn honor. I was looking at a magazine the other day, and I was reading this article about foundations. And I saw this picture, a beautiful picture of a house, fantastic house, and the windows were perfect. The doors were immaculate. And then they showed on the next page that the house had no foundation. A house without foundation is condemned. When God created the human race, God was building a house. That's why God doesn't dwell in temples made by men's hands, because your body is the temple. The human family is God's temple. And I've come to this conclusion. You might want to write this down. The greatest crisis in national development is not lack of money or lack of investment, or even crime and unemployment. But Behavioral scientists have proven that the greatest crisis in national development of any country is the absence of fathers in the nation and in the home. This has been proven scientific studies. There is no substitute for father. Please write that down. Because we are beginning to see people redefine marriage. And in some cases, they say a child can have two mothers. But there is no substitute for fathers. Please write these three statements down. Number one, a teacher is not a father. There are people who teach you things in life. Don't confuse them with being a father. Number two, a guardian is not a father. You may be assigned to stay with someone to bring you up, but it doesn't mean that they can take the place of father. And number three, a friend is not a father. You may have been brought up by some friend or some relative, and they've done good things for you, but they can never take the place of father. Matter of fact, how do you identify a father? I thought I would put this picture up because sometimes you teach things and they're not working in your own life. That's my son on the camera a moment ago. Here he is, handsome guy. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Please get your pen, find this verse, and underline it. Because this is where I think we've made some mistakes. We have confused a teacher with a father, or a guardian with a father. But let's read what God's constitution says about a father. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 15 says, even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, some translation says teachers, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ I became your father through the gospel. Therefore, I urge you to what? Imitate me. Now, this is important. When you go to school and you have a teacher, you don't need to imitate the teacher. You just simply take what they give you as far as the lesson and you go home. You don't want to be like the teacher. So how do you identify a father distinguished from a teacher or a guardian or a friend? Here's how. The father is the person who tells you, do what I do. Say what I say. Be like me. Dress like me. Act like me. Go where I go. You have many teachers, he says, many guardians, but you lack fathers. The Bahamas has a reputation of letting other people bring up the kids now. Huh? Especially on the family islands, we dump our kids on Grammy. Or some step somebody, or some uncle or aunt. The Bible says you can have many teachers, many guardians, but you still need what? A father. And a father is not a person who teaches you. Anybody can tell you what not to do and what to do, but for them to be with you long enough so you can imitate them, that is a different story.
write this down. A father is the one who is present, observable, and you can emulate. See, you cannot imitate who is absent. And I can tell you now that most of the men in this auditorium today, if you use this definition, they never had a father. They had a guy who slept home and was gone before they woke up. A father is the one you can imitate. You cannot imitate who is absent. You can imitate who is observable. Ask you a question, man. Would you want your kids to do everything you're doing? Even the secret stuff? Should they imitate your behavior, the words you use, how you act toward women who are not your wife? Should your son imitate everything? Observable. Here is what the Bible says about fathers. I call it the divine imperative. It's found in Exodus 20, verse 12. It says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord God is giving you. And then it says in Ephesians 6, New Testament, repeats it, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. That it may go what? Well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. I mentioned to you in the last session that God ties honoring your father to living long. And this is not magic or even a miracle. It's a social reality. If the fathers do their job, there'll be no crime, so kids won't get killed. Fathers were doing their jobs in your country, the jails would be empty. God is tying honoring father to lifelong living, which would mean that the death rate in a country must be related to the absence and the dishonoring of fathers. I thought that this therefore may lead to the next point, why we need fathers. Number one, why do we need fathers? Because God sees fatherhood as the solution to all human personal, social, and national problems. Can you imagine that? All of our social ills, God says, is tied to the absence or the abuse of or by fathers. Let me read his statement concerning a national curse. It's found in Malachi chapter 4, verse 6. God says, and he will turn the hearts of the fathers back to the children, and the hearts of the children back to their fathers, or else I will come and strike the land, that's the nation, with a curse. The word curse here is the same word used when Jesus spoke to the tree. You remember the tree? He went to the tree for something to eat, and the tree was supposed to be bearing fruit, and it was fruitless. And he simply spoke death to the tree, and the next morning the tree was dead. They call that a curse. Curse means when God speaks words that manifest and they are not positive. When a land is seemingly under a curse, and I guess we're beginning to feel that, our murder rate for the year in the Bahamas has already caused shockwaves, and they're only halfway through. In Jamaica, it's 10 times worse. In Trinidad,